You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast. I'm James Edwards. Eddie the Bombardier Miller now filling in as we play musical chairs with our co-host this evening. You've already heard from Keith and Winston. Now we have Eddie. But before we get to Eddie, it's my pleasure to announce that we have another talk radio host on the line right now, Andrew Clark Sr., a very famous Memphis talk radio host on AM and FM stations here throughout his career. He is a man that I have not yet had the opportunity to meet or speak with before right now, but I am familiar with his work, having listened over the years, and I respect and appreciate him. So, Mr. Clark Sr., thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Thank you, James. I realize you have other guests. I'll be brief. I enjoyed what Keith was saying, not necessarily animosity, but this was a tragedy, and this has been manipulated in the media by the far left. You guys are right on point. And I want to say to the audience, I abhor racism of any kind, but to my white brothers and sisters, do not fall for the white guilt trap. And that's what a lot of the people on the left, the Hillarys, are trying to do. And if you want to put the flag up in Charleston, put the flag up. These are things that they use to divide us. This young man was an idiot. He's a nut. He's a criminal. And he should be put to death. But understand, yes, you have the right to believe what you believe. And don't fall for the okie-dokie that they're going to throw at you and tell you you're a bad person, because if you are Caucasian and you love the flag or you love the South, there's nothing wrong with that. And thank you, James. You guys do a great job, and God bless.
Mr. Clark Sr., thank you so much. An honor to have you call in tonight. I mean that. And when you called in, I wasn't for sure exactly what your take would be, as we never know in advance with any caller who's not a scheduled guest. But I appreciate you for what you said. I thank you. And carry on with your great work. And anything we can do to help you, let us know. And we hope to hopefully collaborate with you in the future. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you. God bless.
Mr. Andrew, are you still there?
Go ahead, Eddie.
Mr. Clark.
No, he's gone.
Okay. Well, I would just like to respond to Mr. Clark. Amen to that. I've been preaching this rhyme and verse for, you know, as long as I've been on this show, probably, that the powers that be, the people running the show.
No, it's fine, Sam.
The people running the show here in the country, they could care less about the black population. They could care less about the white population. All they care about is they use instances like this to divide and conquer, to separate the races, to cause animosity, to cause hatred between the races, to get our attention off of the real, you know, off of real issues. For instance, like one of the major issues that are going on right now is this big trade alliance out there. I'm sure that other people know more about that than I do. The Pacific, the PTT, I believe it is. In fact, I'm trying to get somebody from the Campaign for Liberty to come on in the near future to talk about that New World Order trade agreement that's supposed to be, they say, like NAFTA and GATT on steroids, if the NAFTA and GATT wasn't bad enough. But they also like to, what they don't like to talk about, they don't like to talk about Waco, where like 86 people were slaughtered out there. We're talking about sucking babes, nursing their mother's breast. We're talking about women and children who were gunned down. They had gas that was introduced into the compound out there in Waco, Texas, where the Branch Davidians were killed. I believe there was at least 86 of them were killed. The United States government, our United States government did that. Also, at Ruby Ridge, where a lady with a baby sucking in her breast was shot by an FBI sniper.
I thought we were getting into that later in this hour.
He bragged about that.
Well, an unarmed lady, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Unarmed lady.
You know, an unarmed lady. See, this is what this Andrew Clark Sr. was talking about. See, I'm just going back what he's talking about. He's talking about they're using this as a divide and conquer technique. Well, let's talk about that.
But and to that end, I want to say this before we move on from Andrew Clark Sr. And again, I want to thank him for
the call. He talked about the divide and conquer.
Right. It just so happens, and I'm not sure if people outside of the Memphis area know this. Anybody in Memphis who listens to talk radio knows who he is. But he is a very prominent black talk radio show host. And, you know, I would say he is a true and legitimate leader in that particular community, and really for all of us, but very articulate man.
And you heard what
he said when he came in. And there are people out there like him, and I'm so thankful for them. People like Jesse Lee Peterson, Azola Foster. You know, when Azola was Buchanan's running mate, I got my start in politics working for Pat. My uncle said he wasn't going to vote for Pat until Azola came to my house. Yeah, we had a meet and greet for Azola at my house back in 2000. And he said, you know, he wasn't going to vote for Pat until he met her. And anyway, there are people out there, black, white, that are telling the truth. Lloyd Marcus, you know, Sheriff David Clark, I believe is his name, in Milwaukee. So, you know, they're out there. David A. Clark Jr., we need more people out there that will put their stock and invest in these leaders in that particular community. And anyway, very grateful for the gracious call from Andrew Clark Sr., who, like Earl Holt and Rocky D in Charleston, was not scheduled to be on the show tonight. But let me tell you something. We can't schedule shows that good. If we tried to book guests that would be that timely and germane to the subject matter, we couldn't have done better than the three people who called in randomly tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, that having been said, and you know, there really would be no friction or very little friction between the races if everybody could meet and talk as we did just a moment ago at the top of the segment.
Listen, I got to tell you, the people, and I'm so proud of the people in the black community in Memphis. I'm telling you flat out, I run, I train for marathons year round, and I run in the blackest of the black neighborhoods in Memphis, the blacks on Beale Street. I'm dearly loved, James, on Beale Street. You can't get
Everybody
any,
loves Pappy.
You can't get any blacker than Beale Street. I'm telling you flat out, the blacks are far more awake to the so-called conspiracy than the whites. Us white people are always the last people to catch on because we're always so tied up with the Republicans and Democrats. But listen, you mentioned Jesse Lee Peterson a minute ago.
And I want to get into we have to be sure to take advantage of your expertise as a registered nurse to talk about the effects that these mind-altering drugs could have had. And we'll do that at the top of this next break. So we got a couple of seconds left in this one. So I want you to say that before we transition.
Okay. But I would just like to say that, you mentioned Jesse Lee. Jesse Lee is hip on the conspiracy and how the forces are trying to divide and conquer. The black community that called in, I didn't hear one black person call in on Jesse Lee Peterson's show that was not aware of the distraction techniques that are being put on, you know, that the powers that be, you know, use. They tried this old thing, this racist crap, it's not going to work anymore. They're going to have to get another play, develop a whole new play. And I predict that they're not going to be able to get another play. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you.
And that's not to say that, you know, we shouldn't. And obviously we will continue. I mean, that goes without question. We will continue to talk about racial hypocrisies like the crime and the rape statistics and all these other things.
It's not the blacks that are our enemies. I'm telling you flat out, people. You got the wrong. If you think it's the blacks your enemy, it's not, James. I'm telling you flat out, brother, my son. It's the media. It's the Zionist Jews. It's the genius. The synagogue of Satan Jews running the entire Hollywood, running the media. That's our enemies. It's not the blacks.
You did not have this kind of friction in the 50s.
No.
And the black family, it actually existed back then. And whites aren't doing much better now. I think the entire national divorce rate is over 50% now. Obviously, it's much higher. Illegitimacy much higher in the black community. All you know, the media has played a heavy role in the destruction of all families.
We
got to take a break.
The next.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody. So we're talking about some of the elements that went into this blender that produced the action of this alleged shooter. And as we said before, and as we'll say again, no one and no thing is responsible for a man's actions except that man. But if you had to look at one thing that you could argue could have tipped the scales, it wouldn't be the broken family, although that's important. It wouldn't be the fact that he was a college dropout that somehow was able, despite being on mind-altering drugs, was able to write this incredibly well. I disagree with the conclusion, obviously, but the manifesto that he wrote was in very good English and grammar. It's amazing that a high school dropout could have produced that. Maybe he's related to Bill Gates. But no, it's the fact that he was, and it certainly didn't have anything to do with the Council of Conservative Citizens reporting facts on certain crimes. No, it would be the fact that he was on drugs. Now, he was on heavy narcotics. I believe, cocaine and some of the other usual suspects were in play there at some point in his recent past. But he was also on an antidepressant that has been linked to random outbursts of rage and violence. It is a particular drug, an SSRI antidepressant, that has been linked to other recent shootings, such as the one in Aurora, Colorado. And he was on Suboxone, which, as Rocky D said, I can't even remember how he explained it, but it is a heavy, heavy drug that is written by prescription, of course, but it's supposed to help you get off of the other drugs that he was on. It's supposed to help you, detox, or presumably. Well, so he's on these antidepressants, Eddie. He's on Suboxone. You're a registered nurse. That's why I really wanted to have you on tonight, because you're the only one out of our stable of talent here within the immediate hosting staff. I mean, I guess we could have gotten a guest on that's in the medical field, but this has been your life. You did two tours in Vietnam. You're a combat medic. Then you spent your entire career as a registered nurse. What is it about the prevalence now in American society that you didn't see a few decades ago with all of the, pretty much everybody's on some sort of a drug now, whether it's an antidepressant or whatever. What is it with this culture of drug use here? And I'm talking about prescription drugs. And how could it be possible that they're playing a role in these sorts of violent outbursts?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm kind of proud. I made straight A's in pharmacology when I was in the University of Memphis Nursing School before I went into nursing school. The only other course I made straight A's in was statistics. But I'd like to say also it's been 1990 since I had my course in pharmacology. Came in straight here out cold without reviewing anything, but I will tell you flat out. All of these drugs, James, work basically the same way. The new is your Zoloft, your Paxil, all the other antidepressants, they work pretty much the same way. Is they affect what they call the DOPA, methyl-DOPA, L-DOPA, dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine, serotonin. All these drugs that I just named are manufactured by the human body. And they are used to make James Edwards, who James Edwards is, Eddie Miller, Sam. Without those drugs that work in the brain, and your brain is who you are. That's where you are. These drugs are manufactured by your own brain. You have to have them to function. You have to have them to have your neuromuscular system in function.
That
drugs, chemicals, you name it. It's the same way. You know, chemical is a drug. Alcohol is a drug. Nicotine is a drug. Caffeine is a drug. The only difference is in the poison in a therapeutic drug is the dose. You take any drug you want. You increase the dose past the threshold, and it comes to a poison. But what I'm getting ready to get to here is what I used to subscribe to the mainstream pharmacology theory that, you know, that's a lot of mental illness is due to specifically, you know, your type of schizophrenics is due to a decrease or an excess of these different drugs. And once again, people, I'm going strictly cold. I came in from the radio station today. When I got James's text, I was out having a pleasant day riding my bicycle. I wasn't even going to come in tonight. I was going to working on a MK Ultra Black Ops thing with me and Sam, and probably, I was hopefully going to get Sam in next week. But these drugs are very powerful. When your brain does not manufacture enough of these chemicals, drugs, you use your own name tag, then you can get into trouble. Hence, Parkinson's. Who doesn't know about Parkinson's disease? These drugs, these so-called antidepressant drugs, are linked real close to the drug called, if I'm going back from memory, once again, people, your DOPA, your methyl DOPA, your L-DOPA. It's manufactured. That crosses, I'm trying to get too technical, that crosses what they call the synaptic cleft. It's going from one nerve axon, I'm like a central nervous axon across the synaptic cleft. The drugs are what, the chemicals are what, you have an electrical impulse that comes from the brain, transported, the electrical impulse in conjunction with these chemicals, and when they get to a gap between the two, think of the synaptic cleft as a cleft as a gap between two electrical wires. It's a gap. All of a sudden, the electrical wire ends. You have to have these chemicals that will crawl across from the brain wire, from the wire coming from the brain. Just say, for instance, to the wire going to your leg that tells you to run in a fight or flight situation. Fight or flight, epinephrine, norepinephrine. Epinephrine produced, if I remember right, by the adrenals connected to the kidneys. Matter of fact, I have a dysfunction in my left adrenal gland that I have to take drugs for. It causes a blood pressure problem. But here's the thing. And James is right. Very few kids in society today are not on some kind of
even if it's something like Ritalin. I mean, Ritalin, boys that have energy.
I wouldn't put a rat on Ritalin.
Boys that have energy, as boys are supposed to have, are put on these mind-altering drugs that I'm telling you. I know kids that have been put on Ritalin growing up. Kids that I went to school with, and they were weird.
Every single mass murderer, every single mass shooter in the past 25 years, going back to Colorado with the clay bowl.
So. Right. Yeah, all of these.
Every single one of them have been on these.
That's one thing MSNBC got right, is all of the recent mass shooters have been on
and these side effects have been known. The side effects are just, they're legion. They're suicide. They're violent behavior. And not everybody gets these. Not everybody gets those symptoms. But there's about 4,500 well-documented cases of people going off and killing their whole family, committing suicide, et cetera, you name the horrible side effect. They're well documented. The pharmaceutical companies know about it. They've known about it, but they suppress it because the pharmaceutical companies.
But why is the media not looking more into the adverse effects this drug could have had rather than the fact that he apparently read an article on the council's website one time?
Because the pharmaceutical companies own them lock, stock, and barrel. The pharmaceutical companies are second only. They may even be more powerful than the oil lobby. And these people, these so-called mainstream media people, they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them, because if they turn on the pharmaceutical companies, who, by the way, the pharmaceutical companies run the medical association. My best friend in the world I grew up with from the mean streets of South Memphis, he wouldn't come on this show. I wanted him to, but he's afraid, and I don't blame him, but he's a medical doctor. And he told me that he's wised up to pharmaceutical companies years ago. Matter of fact, people, just look at it this way. The pharmaceutical companies could come on TV and advertise drugs till the cows come home. You can't go. You can't advertise tobacco. You can't advertise alcohol. There's at least 100,000 deaths every year caused from medicines prescribed by physicians, by MDs. Most of these MDs, and I'll quote my friend, he said, a good number of these MDs are stupid.
Now, you can't. I mean, the side effects, just the side effects that come with these drugs,
they're horrible.
Are a book in and of themselves. We got to take a break. I know Eddie wants to get into the possibility that this was a Manchurian candidate / sleeper agent. We're going to explore that. We're just going to scratch the scratch of the scratch of the scratch of the surface of that when we come back. But we'll wrap up the story about the drugs first.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
There seems to be a problem here. I'm channel surfing on the telly, searching for the real news, but blimey, the American cable networks all seem to be reporting the same news. That's when I stumbled upon DailyKen.com. DailyKen.com sniffs out the news stories the others overlook. DailyKen.com doesn't try to be politically correct. Rather, DailyKen.com works hard to find stories ignored by the mainstream media. DailyKen.com adds commentary, insights, and sometimes a touch of humor. Well, there you have it. DailyKen.com. No more cable news networks for me.
Thank you. The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
So thankful to have Eddie in here tonight. Of course, we had an entirely different show planned before what it was, that Wednesday or Thursday, when this whole thing started to break earlier in the week. I should know the day. I
wouldn't even come in tonight.
Well, Eddie wasn't even scheduled to come in tonight. He came in to the studio sweating like a stuck pig because he had been out on a training run for his work at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, where he is, of course, a St. Jude hero, one of the biggest fundraisers in Memphis for St. Jude, which is a world-famous hospital that treats catastrophic pediatric illnesses for all children. And that's Eddie's charity of choice. That's his passion. They help black kids, white kids, you name it. And so does Eddie, and so do we. But he came in, not having been planned, and came in once he heard about what was going on with the council and wanted to be here to stand in solidarity. And I'm glad that he's here because he offers us this expert opinion on the drugs. So basically, the pharmaceutical companies know that these drugs can have this adverse effect, but
forever.
They're so lucrative that it really doesn't matter to them. And so the media doesn't really focus on it much. And I've heard a couple of people looking into this. MSNBC, to their credit, actually mentioned this in their routine white bashing that goes on in any given segment. But they did mention this in passing, that the drugs may have played a role in this. I don't know exactly what good they believe will come from being on these drugs. Obviously, they don't care about the adverse effects, and we know why the media isn't reporting it to the extent that they should. What good is supposedly coming from these prescriptions?
Supposedly.
And how did humanity ever make it to this point before we had this sea of drugs we could get on to help us, quote unquote?
Well, let's get back to the suppression of the facts for a minute. We know right now that the first we talk about, fluoride is supposed to be some kind of a golden bullet, some kind of a magic bullet you put in the water to prevent cavities. Well, I ask you out there, people, even if you have no medical training, what dose? What is the dosage when you go and drink water that's been fluoridated? What is the dosage? How much fluoride are you getting? How much fluoride is James's little infant? He's almost a neonate. What is he, 7 months old? How much of that fluoride is he getting in his body that's been proved to weaken bones, to cause fractures? It does nothing to prevent cavities. I mean, you drink it in your body. I mean, it has no effect. Let me tell you where, and this is on the subject. Let me tell you where fluoride, one of the great drugs we have in our society now. The first known use of fluoride in water was in Stalin's Soviet Union in the 20s and 30s, the gulags. You know why they used that fluoride? They put it in the water to make the people docile. They used it in high enough doses that the people were docile. They were able to be herded like sheep.
That's that, and that makes sense. Yeah. What happens when you mix it with an accelerant like Jack Daniels, which is basically the description that Rocky gave? That's what Suboxone is.
You bring it over here. You dump it in the water here. And like me and Sam and James have talked about, there's two forces in the world, is good and evil. People say, well, our government wouldn't hurt us. These people wouldn't want to hurt us. DuPont, Pfizer, they wouldn't hurt us. Yes, they would. They're evil people. We have people setting in these big drug companies, and the only thing they care about is doing harm to human beings and making the almighty dollar.
Okay, so I don't really want to spend more time talking about that, only because we're running out of time, and I know the thing we're going to talk about next is what you're most passionate about. In fact, you said you'd rather spend more time on that than talking about the aspect of the drugs, because everybody knows that these drugs are bad for you. Everybody knows that these drugs are bad for you, that it played a demonstrative role.
100,000 deaths a year from prescribed drugs, people. Is that bad enough for you? That we know of. This is probably five
and,
times
and it's even been written that this particular drug that he was on was also a drug that many of the other most recent mass shooting perpetrators have been said to have been on, and so there's a absolute common denominator there, and this particular drug was also, as I mentioned a time or two, linked to random acts of rage and violence and incoherence. So let's just, you know, that's a possibility that it was just the drug that sent him into this rage.
Well, he was probably a nutcase to start with.
Probably a nutcase. We know he was, an introvert, an outcast, somebody on the fringe of society, a dropout, a product of a broken home, had been on other drugs, couldn't get the girl, as we saw with the half-Asian, half-Jewish fella in California that went on a shooting rampage last year. And he said that was his reason because, he's sick of the good-looking guys getting all the girls. But now, let's just say for
– sorry.
Aren't we all?
We can't all be like me. I'm sorry.
All right, but here's the thing. So we have to – the way this is shaping out, and we've covered so many aspects of this situation in Charleston over the course of the last 2.5 hours, with the little time we have remaining, we set the table for Eddie to go into this – aspect of it now. The way this is all lined up so perfectly for the narrative of the head table of the government, of the media, their anti-white hatred, their anti-gun disposition, it just seems that it is mighty convenient for their purposes that this particular guy, with what he said and the clothes that he, was said to have worn, if they weren't photoshopped, all of this other stuff. The manifesto that all of a sudden, gets uncovered today that links him, quote unquote, to the council, that was written very well for a high school dropout on drugs. Let me just say that. Is it possible, is it going off the deep end to at least consider that he could have been a Manchurian candidate and or a sleeper agent? Eddie, first of all, let's talk about this. Are those things real? Can people be brainwashed to the extent that they do these things at the bidding of, at the proxy of another? Can they be controlled in that way? Or is it just something that you see in the movies?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's very well documented. There is a book, if I'm not mistaken, and even a movie called The Manchurian Candidate. And where this came about, when the United States of America's public first became aware of this situation, was during the Korean War, not World War II. The Soviets, under Stalin, going back to Stalin, the father of the Satan of all, evil programs, so not he's like Hitler on steroids, much, much, much worse than Nazis. The term brainwashing, I was telling James today, sent him an email, the very term brainwashing was coined during the Korean War when the North Koreans, using techniques developed in the USSR, borrowed from DuPont, borrowed from the Tuskegee Institute here in the United States, where syphilis drugs were introduced in the bodies of blacks, every kind of horrible thing you can imagine, introduced into the bodies of blacks, so people, these evil scientists could study the effects on them. It's never mentioned in the media. These techniques were developed in the Soviet Union, used in the Korean War. You've seen pictures of the old Korean War movies. I know I have, where you have these United States soldiers who are captured, and they come out and they denounce the United States. They denounce mom and apple pie. They say their mother was, a terrorist. But they do. They use, and here's how they do, our own government, our own NSA, our CIA, it's very well documented. I only wish Dr. Stanley Monteith was still alive. He was an expert on this. But here's basically what they do. There's a famous Manchurian candidate that we talked about on the show before. His name was Johnny Gosch. Maybe we can get Inspector Rothstein back on. We talk about him in a week or two. But what they do is they take the government, they take people like this blue-eyed blonde kid, for instance, I'm not saying he was, but they take these people, it's well-documented, and they abduct them, they kidnap them, they get them in this program. One program is kind of old. They probably have more worse than that now. It was an MK Ultra program. Most of our listeners are probably aware of it. And they have, in the Black Ops government, they have some of the finest psychiatrists and finest psychologists and medical doctors that money can buy. And they take these people, and they use pain. You name your pain, cold, extreme heat, electrical pain, sexual pain. They rape them, you know, homosexual rape. They use drugs on them. They completely destroy their mind. They completely destroy their brain where they're no longer, they're no longer the person they used to be. And then they program these people. They can program them like a computer. They can program them to respond to a phone call. A certain number combination, a certain color combination, connected with number combinations, they can be set off by a telephone call. It's very well documented. People in the Patriot community, this is old hat to them. A lot of our cesspool people may be unaware of this, but the people in the Patriot community that I have been around for 30, 35 years, it's well known. MK Ultra has been around forever. I'm sure Sam knows about that. Yeah, Patty Hearst, like Sam said, Patty Hearst is a great example. She was a Manchurian candidate. That's how you see these people that have been come up, you know, like Golden Angels have been. In fact, I have relatives, Boy Scout, church choir, A's and B's in school. The kids loved him. He was going to be a math teacher. He just went off and went berserk one day, you know, and lo and behold, you know, he gets where he came. He went berserk after he was in the Army for a while. Just like who was the guy that went off up here in the Oklahoma City shooting. But you know, yes, James, there is a program, and people, I want to get into this in the next week or two. We want to get into the Black Ox program and the.
Well, I'll tell you,
but I want to switch gears here in just a minute. Okay. I'm going to go on a full attack of the government. The last couple.
All right, it's all yours. This next segment, the Bombardier. We're opening up those Bombay doors. He's going to drop them down.
Yeah,
coming up next,
crucify the government.
And we're certainly going to.
We're not on the defense. I wouldn't have been defending anyway. I'd be attacking wide open if I was in here. But we're going to attack when we come back.
We'll be right back.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Hey, Sam.
All right, everybody. Final segment of tonight's live broadcast. We have no doubt that we will continue coverage of this to the extent of which remains to be seen. I don't know if we'll do a full 3 hours on it next week, but we are going to continue the coverage of what's going on in Charleston because, as I say, you know, things have and will continue to break, quote unquote, if you believe in anything that they're reporting about this. Things will continue to be reported hour by hour. I mean, just what happened tonight with this ridiculous link between the shooter and the council. Apparently, he went to their webpage one time. You know, we found out about that an hour before showtime. So, you know, things are going to happen. The fact that we had Earl Holt on tonight and he responded, the president of the Council of Conservative Citizens used this show as his vehicle to respond to the media while declining requests from Reuters and all of these other, you know, international entities. You know, they're going to be coming to hear the take. And we know that, and we're prepared for that, and we welcome that because the truth does need to be echoed, and hopefully they will take some parts of what we said and get it out there. But one of the things we will definitely follow up on next week is some of the things Eddie's going to be talking about. You know, the question whether or not he was a sleeper agent Manchurian candidate, it should be explored. It should be looked into.
We've got great guests we want to get on that we can talk about that.
We're not saying that was the case. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying it is so convenient that the way all of these elements have come together for their narrative in Washington. Could it really be all of a sudden that a switch was turned on in the last few years? Who's to say? I'm just saying it's a question we're asking. It very well could be as simple as the broken home, broken family, being a college dropout, antisocial, introvert. Probably not suave with the ladies, and that he's on all of these drugs.
Nah, I don't buy that.
I'm just saying the simplest explanation. We're saying that's plausible. It could be something else. Maybe not.
Listen, James, people on the radio show, they know most of the people, the old hands, they know I came up like a sewer rat, like an alley dog. And I'm probably worse than this piece of garbage that slaughtered all those people. It didn't affect me that way. Hey, but let's get going. Let's get going with the attack here, man. I mean, hey, where is the light of day that the media are going to focus on? They won't talk about drugs. They won't talk about crime. How do you think all the cocaine, how do you think all the drugs get into this here in the United States? It's brought in by the CIA, by our own government. Newspaper reporter we talked about here numerous times, his name was Gary Webb with the San Diego Mercury. He did a two-year study on how the drugs were coming into Los Angeles, California, getting into the hands of the Crips and the Bloods. And he found out and did a documentary series called Dark Alliance. It's hard to bring it up now because the San Diego Mercury had to distance himself from him. But Gary Webb found that the CIA was bringing in the drugs from all over the world, from Latin America, South America, from the Golden Triangle of Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. They're bringing them in, and they were selling them on the streets of L.A. and Miami, places like that, getting money to perpetrate their wars with the Contras.
Colonel Bo Greitz was proficient knowledge of that.
Exactly. To pay for their wars over here in Iraq, the Iran-Contra thing. And the precious, wonderful conservative George Bush Sr. was the head of the CIA when they were bringing those drugs into the United States, and they're still bringing them in. And let me tell you something else. Let's talk about Fast and Furious with its Eric Holder, that criminal of criminal, who was also, he was linked to the Fast and Furious people, if you remember, was the United States government with a program directed from the White House under Eric Holder, and you know Obama had to have full knowledge of it, taking military-grade hardware by the tractor-trailer load into Mexico and exchanging them for hard drugs to bring back into the United States. They were caught red-handed. How many Texans and Arizona's border patrols were killed? How many American citizens were killed because of these drugs? Thousands of Mexican citizens have been killed because of the drug war raging down here on the American-Mexico border. But they could stop that war in 1 second if they legalize these drugs. But they don't want to legalize the drugs. And I'm not a druggie. I don't think people should take drugs. But the so-called war on drugs has not worked. It's never going to work. Like prohibition of alcohol didn't work. What you do when you outlaw these drugs down there, you're just making the price go sky high. Well, see, the United States government, the media, the whore media that's owned by the banks, owned by the giant pharmaceutical companies that we've been talking about tonight, they're not going to want you to talk about these drugs that the United States government is. The United States government is the biggest drug runner in the world. They're the ones bringing all these drugs in here. And you want to, how many thousands and thousands and thousands of people have been killed in the drug wars? How many have been killed linked to these illegal drugs, you know, hashes, cocaine, et cetera? And we just mentioned earlier that at least 100,000 a year are killed by so-called legitimate prescribed drugs. But this stinking Zionist media doesn't want to talk about that. They want to barbecue. They want to throw our attention off. They want to distract us from what's going on, from the crime. They want to distract us from the imploding American dollar. They want to distract us from that god-awful trade agreement, so-called free trade agreement that Obama's trying to ramrod through in the Pacific. It's going to put NAFTA and GATT, make it look sick. It's going to make NAFTA and GATT look like it's some kind of a tariff program. Well, you know, Obama was put in office. That was his flagship plaque that he was put in for by his handlers. He was put in by the Rockefellers and the George Soros of the world. By the way, George Soros and his buddies refer to black people as weeds. That's for sure. George Soros, Henry Kissinger refer to black people as weeds that need to be exterminated. The same people that refer to these idiots that join the United States military, they refer to you as a bunch of dumb animals that want to be used at the behest of the elite. Our all-knowing, all-powerful elite that knows, they know what's good for us. And what's good for us is to be exterminated. But yeah, they never want to talk about that. They want to use it to distract you people from the bad crap in society that they brought upon us. That's what they're trying to do. That's exactly what it is. And once again, I know we're running out of time, but I would like to say, people, stay tuned. We're going to try to get this MK Ultra program thing going, and we wanted to also talk about ISIS. There's just so many things, so little time.
Well, as I said, we had a full plate, yeah. And then some.
We had
intended to get into tonight before the situation in Charleston manifested itself, and of course, for many reasons, and we've covered a lot of them, that had to dominate the show tonight.
I would like to challenge you out there. Call your congressman and call your United States senator, and don't mention Charleston, South Carolina. Ask them why no one has been prosecuted for Fast and Furious. Ask them why no one has gone to jail. And further, even ask them this, why is that program still going on? Ask them why no one has been prosecuted for these Border Patrol agents that have been murdered down there, linked to Fast and Furious. Ask them why they don't have the guts to look into some real issues like that. And instead of going up there and getting on your soapbox and wringing your hands and gnashing your teeth about some white racist up there killing a bunch of black people. And before we run out of time, James, I would like to say I'm known all over the city of Memphis. I'm the number one St. Jude heroes in Memphis, if not the number one St. Jude heroes. And I have blacks right here in Memphis I would die for. James's Medical Club, one of my favorite restaurants here in Memphis. And
we're not compelled to offer qualifiers.
That's
true. We stand up unabashedly for our people first. This is a pro-white radio show. It's a pro-Christian radio show.
Sure.
Pro-Southern. But anybody who's willing to support, listen, the truth is for everybody. You know, the truth is for everybody. This show is for everybody. But these are the things that we you know, that motivate our action first and foremost. But still, facts are facts. You know, I know the media would like to paint the picture that because we're pro-white and we care and concern about our people, want to advance our banner first, like any healthy ethnic or racial group does, you know, that we somehow must hate everybody else. Well, that's absurd. You know, it's ridiculous.
You know, I would like to pull up before we run out of time. There's the notorious Wendy Thomas here in Memphis, James. I know she's made many attacks against you and against us. She was out moaning, complaining because of this black minister here in Memphis. He had some kind of a program where he was putting up billboards and signs in the community. The same signs I saw coming to this rodeo program today down a street called Tillman, which is an all-black area. When I worked at the Med, the trauma ICU, we used to get a lot of patients from there. From the high rate of black violence, you know, we used to call the where I worked at the trauma ICU, the Med, we call it the Knife and Gun Club. But they have signs there: stop the killing of the blacks, the black community. There were signs all up and down Tillman. Well, Wendy Thomas said that was.
If people don't know who she is a black columnist for the local Daily Memphis paper.
She said that the guy was off base. She said the signs shouldn't be put out there because it perpetrates the myth that there was a very high crime rate linked to the black population, and that there's a very high propensity of blacks being killed by other blacks. She said that was a myth. I saw that in one of the newspapers here in Memphis.
How are we out of time? My goodness. Well, listen, folks, it's been an amazing show. All four of Cesspool hosts on the horn tonight, Scoop Stanton, Earl Holt, Andrew Clark Sr., Rocky D., we're going to do it again next week, folks. I'll tell you what, and there's going to be a lot happens between now and then. Before we get back on the air again, you can expect yours truly to be firmly in the crosshairs in this program.
And call your congressman about Fast and Furious.
Yeah, your congressman cares about what you think, so call him. We'll be back. Love you guys. God bless you. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Happy Father's Day. Be a father. Be a man. Love your kids. Good night.